There are a handful of times in the course of the year when the church gathers us to remember and to celebrate a truth of faith, a doctrine, a dogma. Today is one of those days, the Feast of the Holy Trinity. Next Sunday is another one of those days, the Solemnity of Corpus Christi. The Sunday before Advent is another one of those days, the Feast of Christ the King. By and large, those feasts developed rather late in the history of the Church. And by and large, those feasts reflect a teaching, and in many ways a very precise teaching, about the meaning of those truths. We normally don't do it here, but next Sunday, the Feast of Corpus Christi, there's a very, 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 very long hymn that is listed between the second reading and the gospel reading. A hymn about the truth of the Eucharist, a hymn composed by Thomas Aquinas, and at least in my judgment, a hymn that around verses 14 and 15 ceased to be inspired. In the teaching and in the writing and in the liturgy of today, the Church is very particular about the way we talk about God. That we talk about one God, and yet we talk about three persons. We talk about those persons being distinct, and yet those persons not being separate. Those are statements that appeal to the head. The scripture passages, though, the Church puts before us are meant to be statements that appeal to the heart. In the first reading from Scripture, the reading from the book of Exodus, we find one of the few times in the Hebrew Scriptures in which God describes himself. Most of the times, it's human beings describing God. But God says to Moses that, "I am faithful, I am merciful, I am slow to anger, I am quick to forgive." Those images of the compassion of God are put on, or are spoken to Moses from the lips of God. It is this God who is the object of faith. It is this God to whom the people of Israel turn and say, "Lord." This God who has a deep, abiding, strong, passionate connection to human creation. This God who longs to be loving, compassionate, present, forgiving, merciful, good to the human family. This is the God of faith. In the second reading, Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus, the human face of God, Jesus, the human presence of God, reminds Nicodemus, who comes to him in the dark of night, who seeks understanding, reminds Nicodemus that God so loved the world that this God of the Exodus so passionately loved the world, so deeply desired a union with human beings, that in the end he sends his only Son, not to condemn the world, but that through the Son, human beings might be saved. Human beings might be brought into union with that God of compassion. That human beings might pass through, pass beyond the alienation of sin and be united intimately with God. So the God of Exodus, unable to touch the human heart at a distance, gives his only Son to be the human face. He gives in the sense that the incarnation is the event by which God comes among us in human form. He gives in the sense of this Son is given up. Is given up for our salvation. That this Son embraces all that is sin, so that you and I might be free for that intimate union with God. And then in the second reading, the reading from Paul to the Corinthians, we're told how that happens. It happens by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and it happens in a community of faith. That the compassion and the goodness, the love, the mercy of God becomes visible in the face of Jesus Christ and continues to be visible and active in a community of faith. A community in which there is a union of mind and heart. A community in which there is a desire, a hunger for an intimacy with God. And that is the role of the church. The role of the church is to be that community which draws men and women into a union with God. And to do it in a way that is loving, compassionate, forgiving, reconciling, slow to anger, quick to show mercy. For the community that is the very body of Christ, just as Jesus must reflect the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God who reveals himself to Moses on the Mount Sinai. Well, that's what we celebrate today. That's what Trinity Sunday is about. Not in the head, it's about in the heart. That is the faith that you and I are called to embrace and to live. And to remember the truth that Jesus impresses upon Nicodemus. That God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that those who believe in him may not perish, but may have the fullness of life. We turn to the Lord God in faith as we pray.